In this bulletin, a teenage asylum seeker sues the federal government for failed duty of care. The unemployment rate rises slightly. And the Socceroos Asian Cup squad announced the latest. SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A teenage asylum seeker who was allegedly raped on multiple occasions while being held on Nauru is suing the federal government and detention centre operators. Lawyers for the 14-year-old Iranian allege he was raped three times by an older detainee in September and October of 2014. The boy and his mother had been transferred to Nauru from Christmas Island after arriving by boat. Lawyer Dimi Uyanu from Maurice Blackburn has filed a claim in Victoria's Supreme Court. She says her teenage client has been left with severe mental health issues and is living in the community with his mother while their asylum claim is being considered.
They're currently living in Sydney and they are waiting for their refugee status. It hasn't occurred at this present time. The boy is seeking treatment as a result of the trauma that he experienced while he was on the roof. He has nightmares and panic attacks and has been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder.
A surprise drop in the number of people with full-time work has pushed up the nation's unemployment rate. Figures released today by the Australian Bureau of Statistics show the national jobless rate lifted to 5.1% in November from 5%. While part-time work increased by 37,000 through the month, the number of full-time jobs across the country dropped by 6,400. Labor's employment spokesman, Brendan O'Connor, is using the figures to criticise the government's wage policy.
It's disappointing the unemployment rate's gone up. These are real problems that the government needs to attend to. Unfortunately, it doesn't have regard or considerations for the Australian people, and that is borne out by a lack of wages policy.
But the government's Minister for Jobs and Industrial Relations, Kelly O'Dwyer, says the opposition is too focused on wages.
When Labor talks about a wages policy, they never mention tax. We have got a tax policy that will actually reduce the tax burden on individuals, whether it be their personal income tax or on small and medium-sized family businesses.
The United States has confirmed its troops are being withdrawn from Syria after President Donald Trump said IS had been defeated there. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the US troops have already begun to return home. Around 2,000 have been fighting IS in northeastern Syria. Some remain, though, because Department of Defense officials want to maintain a US presence to ensure IS did not rebuild and so the US would not cede influence in the region to Russia and Iran. President Donald Trump says the U.S. has made great progress in Syria under his leadership.
I've been president for almost 2 years, and we've really stepped it up, and we have won against ISIS. We've beaten them, and we've beaten them badly. We've taken back the land. And now it's time for our troops to come back home.
But the move to withdraw troops has been heavily criticised by Republican Senator Marco Rubio. Japanese media is reporting the country will withdraw from the International Whaling Commission by the end of the year to resume commercial whaling. Japan maintains it has complied with a moratorium on commercial whaling since 1988 and only catches whales for scientific purposes. It recently proposed lifting the ban, claiming whale numbers are increasing, but its efforts have been opposed by countries including Australia. Nicola Bennion from environmental group Humane Society International says she's concerned.
The International Whaling Commission is the body that is recognised under international law as being responsible for the conservation and management of whales. So we're very concerned about them abandoning multilateralism and rules-based order. And we're concerned about the precedent that it might set if it encourages other countries to do the same.
To football, and Aaron Moy has been named in Australia's Asian Cup squad despite his English Premier League club Huddersfield Town indicating last week he'd missed 2 months with a knee injury. 15 of the 23 players in the squad will be in attendance at their first Asian Cup. 41-time capped Tommy Jurich who has been overlooked in attack, with Chris Economides, Jamie McLaren and Scottish-born Martin Boyle selected ahead of him. Key Socceroos Matt Ryan, Mark Milligan and Tom Rogic will play for their European clubs on Boxing Day before flying immediately to the United Arab Emirates to join the Australian camp. Australia's Asian Cup defence begins on January the 6th against Jordan. Let's look at tomorrow's weather now. Sunny in Perth and 36 in Adelaide, partly cloudy and 22 in Melbourne, showers increasing 19, light showers for Hobart 17, much the same for Canberra 23 degrees, similar conditions in Wollongong 22, possible shower in Sydney 24, much the same for Newcastle in 23. Hot and a possible storm in Brisbane, 37 degrees. In Cairns, partly cloudy and 35. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, a top of 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.